We had a Michigan winter last November through April, what have you. But, you know, it was a Michigan winter. But the downside of that is that we saw some companies that apparently on the face and much to my disappointment and so many people, and participated in, you know, jacking up prices. So if someone had a contract for propane and expecting to pay $3.15 a gallon or whatever it might be, got bills for $7 and $8, and that's not right. And consumer protection is, you know, etched in the DNA of any attorney general's responsibilities, whether your name is Schutte or Granholm or Frank Kelly or Mike Cox. And that's what we do, and that's why we launched two separate investigations on price gouging with respect to propane after this tough winter.
And I know that that came by people coming forward. I know that your office had put out a call saying, you know, if you're experiencing this, let this be known. And it must have been enough for your office to hear to say, we really have to move on this.
Well, you know, we had over 400 complaints. And as I say, you know, consumer protection is so, really such a keystone and grounding point for my responsibilities as Attorney General. So we launched an investigation in late winter in the Saginaw area concerning Ferrellgas. And then we launched one just a couple of weeks ago against AmeriGas. We received dozens and dozens of concerns and complaints by citizens, and so I'm making sure that I step up, and we are in the middle of investigations. The subpoenas have been issued. We're going through the books and records, and the message is very clear that I'm not going to stand for consumers getting gouged by propane companies that are taking advantage of folks. That's just not how we do it.
Michigan Attorney General Bill Schutte with us today. And the latest on that then is you're kind of hitting the books, trying to get the word or trying to get the information, but probably not the easiest thing to get, is it?
Well, you know, well, we're very good at this and we're very thorough. And what we normally don't do is once an investigation is launched, we don't get into the details and the fine print. And there's a process for it, and we'll review it and put forth our recommendations to a judge and go from there.
Is your office still taking complaints if people still have something that maybe they haven't reported? Can they still send it to your office?
Well, of course, absolutely. You go to www.michigan.gov/AG, and there's a place for you to file any complaints. We would look into that and appreciate comments on any issue, whether it's, you know, protecting senior citizens or, you know, consumers on propane, whatever it might be. We'd appreciate hearing from folks, that's for sure.
One of the other things here before we let you go, we have a couple of minutes, is that you'll be speaking at Northern Michigan University today about 3:30 this afternoon about the issue of human trafficking that your office has taken up. And this has gained a little bit of traction lately in the news, hitting very close to home, in fact, hitting home here in Michigan. That's why your office is getting involved. Tell us a little bit about that.
And thank you for that question as well. And I think people more and more are getting knowledgeable about this issue and this terrible tragedy called human trafficking, where young women, primarily young women, are forced against their will into a situation of forced employment, or worse yet, prostitution and pornography. And so I formed a commission on human trafficking a year ago and put together a very comprehensive report that was issued. And as we speak, the legislature has been working to provide greater protections for young women and also tougher penalties against the Johns and the traffickers, these thugs that work in the sex trade. And as a father and as a husband, as attorney general, as a citizen, to think that anybody's daughter would be forced into sex slavery is, you know, it turns your stomach. And so that's why I'm so involved in this. It'll be a nice forum in Northern Michigan University. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a good afternoon to hear and listen and exchange thoughts.